Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a special Anime Riverside episode of the Side Project Podcast. Man, this is absolutely awesome. We were walking around the con doing our thing, and we stumbled upon... Let's see if we can get the names here. Go ahead, give them your name, man.
My name is just Sharif. I go by Reefy D on Instagram. I'm just dressed up as Straw Cat Hat Luffy.
I love it, man.
I'm Kobe. I don't have a page, but yeah. And what am I wearing?
What are you doing? Special here today?
Yeah, no, I dressed up as a character named Lambo from an anime called Reborn.
Nice, man. I love it. And what's your name?
I'm Benjamin. My Instagram is ZombieCake0. I'm dressed up as the white blood cell with my brother over there.
I love it, man. And you?
I'm Jared. I'm dressed up as Beat from Jet Set Radio.
I love it, dude. That's awesome right there. And what about you, man? Oh, wait, no, your Instagram.
I don't got a page.
Oh, man. All right, whatever, bro. Whatever, dog. I'm just
kidding. I'm Christian, dressed up as a red blood cell.
I love it, dude. And your Instagram?
I don't have one.
You don't have one either? Wow, these guys are just... disconnected, man. I kind of actually respect it. And what's your name, man, and your Instagram?
Hey, yo. So my name is Vincent. I go by iWanders, and yo, give me a sec. Let me just get into character.
Oh, my God. It actually goes on his head, man. And here, go ahead. You can take it. I got to lean in so I can hear you.
I don't think you can hear me, but it was most likely just hearing the game.
Okay, then I'll say it for you in case we don't know. We'll find out in editing. But he said we may not be able to hear him because it's actually got a speaker and everything. But what are you dressed up as? What would you say this is?
So technically, I'm dressed up as everyone's past, right? I'm just walking
yes.
around allowing everyone to play the games because, you know, that's what we all grew up with. We're all nerdy, right?
I love it, dude. Yeah, 1,000%, man. And they've got the NES Mini going on here. They've got a GameCube going on here. And they were playing Smash Bros. Oh, man. He's got the controllers and everything. They got the SNES controllers here. He's just pulling stuff out left and right, dude. He's got cables. He's got everything, dude. He's got it all. He's ready to go. I love this, dude. They're at Anime Riverside. They're hanging out. They're playing games. They're cosplaying all in one. It's like everything mixed together. I love it, dude. I'm going to go around real quick before we get out of here, and I want you guys to list your favorite GameCube game. What's your favorite GameCube game, man?
Damn.
And if you can't choose one, go ahead and give us a top three.
I'll go with Battle Bikini Bottom.
Nice, man. You?
Smash Bros.
Smash Bros. You?
Yeah, look up Smash Brothers Akina build and then Sonic Riders Tournament Edition.
Nice, dude. Nice. You?
It's going to have to be one of the Mario Party games. I love playing with friends, man.
Yeah, dude, Mario Party on the GameCube was a good time. What about you, man?
I was a big fan of Majora's Mask growing up. First game I 100%ed.
I love that, dude. You?
I love Mario Kart Double Dash.
Double Dash, man. What an amazing one. I'm going to come around. We'll get a little outro with these guys, man. You guys are absolutely awesome. This is dope. You guys know that I'm a big gamer. I'm going to get a bunch of different poses going on here because why not? These guys are absolutely awesome. Their Instagram names, so the ones that have them, were up on the screen. People are probably looking at me going, what the fuck is he doing? Don't worry about it. We're having a good time here. Anime Riverside, I'm dressed up as, you know, kind of like a Denji going on here from Chainsaw Man. So can we do something? I'm going to go, can I get a rin-rin? And you guys give me a rin-rin like a chainsaw, all right? For the outro here, can I get a rin-rin? Thank you guys, man. I'll get all the stuff in editing and I'll post it. I'll tag all you guys and everything. Chazzy from I am from a lot of things. I work here for the actual convention. That way we can get like this background. So if you just slide over here a little bit and we'll get like the background. Yeah. Yeah, perfect. And then, like, I'll slide in right here. Yeah, so if you can stand, like, right here, and then I'll come slide in, like, right here. That way I'm able to reach all of you guys easily, you know what I mean? All right, so let's start here, and then you come and you get it from over here, Eric. So you stand, like, right over here, you know what I mean? And frame it so, like, all that shit's in the background. All right, let's try this. Give me, though, first. Walk with me, and then walk into frame, yeah. All right. We are here right now at the Nintendo meetup. And you guys know how big I am on Nintendo. You guys know how big I am on Zelda tattoos and everything. And I got the Legend of Zelda people here right now. Can we make some noise for Zelda? Yes! I love it. So I want to ask you guys, go ahead and plug your Instagram names first. We'll go down the line.
My Instagram is Dark Side of Star.
Yeah. At Genosteam98.
Hi, I'm the Stardust Artist. YoIMO7. At Silent Mochi Cosplays.
I love it, man. I love it. And we're here at the Nintendo Meetup. Who put this Nintendo Meetup together? Do you guys know?
I believe it's that Splatoon girl.
Nice. And it's just pretty much what it sounds like. Just a Nintendo Meetup. All the Nintendo characters, all the Nintendo cosplayers from Zelda to Mario to everything in between. I think I heard Pokemon as well, too.
Yeah.
And you guys taking a big group photo and everything. I'm a little upset that I wasn't included in it, but it's fine. Whatever. You know what I mean? But I want to ask you guys... So different links going on here, man. So I want to ask, I want to go down the line. What's your favorite, actually? What's your favorite Zelda game?
My favorite Zelda game is Skyward Sword. I absolutely love it. Like, just, it's so amazing. I've been playing it since my childhood.
I played Hourglass Phantom, but now that I think about it, like, BOTW and Tears of the Kingdom. Oh, wow.
Right. Terrible. They're up there now, right?
Death to the Quiet.
Mine's like a bit darker versions of like all types of stuff, like Majora's Mask, Twilight Princess.
Yeah, I was waiting for it, man. I was waiting for that TP to drop.
Like Twilight Princess is the most underrated game.
100%.
And it's just like, oh man, it just needs more love.
Yeah, 100%.
Breath of the Wild and Tears of the Kingdom just came out.
Yep.
So they're magnificent.
Yeah, definitely, man. Definitely.
I'm going to be a little biased here. I'm going to go with Breath of the Wild.
Yeah.
I think right now.
Yep.
Award-winning, man.
We can't hate on it. Can't hate on it. Award-winning for a reason, indeed.
It's very tough. It's between one of these three for me personally. Twilight Princess, just like I said earlier. Wind Waker, I just really love the style of it personally, and it's kind of why I got into Zelda to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
And then Minish Cap, just because that was more of a nostalgia reason, but I just really love that game a ton, and it's the one game I still replay all the time.
Nice, man. I love it. I love like the diversity over here with the games and everything, too. What's the first Zelda game that you ever played?
I think it was Twilight Princess. It was
nice.
From one of my dad's cousins, and he took it away from me, but it was really upsetting. But I was like getting through the game, and I was like, yeah, this is so amazing. I love that game. Also, Skyward Sword is my next one. So
nice. What about you, man?
Like I said, it was Phantom Hourglass on Nintendo DSi. I was like into it so much. Yeah, I did not know how to finish it.
You know, I know. Them Zelda games sometimes, right? Especially when you get like in your first one, you're like, oh man, this is intricate.
Chicken and amazing.
Exactly.
And then swing.
Exactly.
Mine was from Majora's Mask. And I didn't know, like, oh no, Ocarina of Time was out like during that time. It was just like, so I thought Majora's Mask was just the like the lead to 3D. Then
I played Ocarina of Time.
That's a crazy one to start with, yeah. Majora's Mask.
That game is intense.
The whole 3-day thing with the time and everything, that's a crazy one to start with, dude.
Like, I had no idea that Ocarina of Time was, like, associated with this.
Yeah.
It's like, whoa, all right, cool.
And then you went back, explored others,
Played Ocarina.
What about you?
It's still Breath of the Wild. I'm a newer time.
Yeah.
But playing Breath of the Wild made me want to get into the lore of the other Zelda games, you know, all the Conrad's.
Right. Exactly, because in Breath of the Wild, everything's kind of meshed together. You got hints of Ocarina of Time and everything else in there.
Know what time it is there.
Exactly. We don't even know what time it is. Yeah.
Like I said before, Minish Cap, it was one of those where I just kind of got a lot of Game Boy games. I don't know how or why, but one of them was the Minish Cap, and I ended up really enjoying it. Couldn't get very far as a kid, just because, you know, puzzles aren't really my specialty.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually, as time went on, I learned, like, you know, who the characters were, Smash Brothers, who Link or Zelda were, and eventually I just wanted to get into the series more. Like I said, I went to Wind Waker right after.
Nice.
And yeah, that's pretty much
that's it. Nice, man. Nice. I got to ask you guys real quick, last question. How's Anime Riverside been treating you guys? Have you guys been here both days?
Yes, I have been both days already. Actually, I'm actually not from here, but I'm having the time of my life.
Nice, man. Where are you from?
I'm from Fresno.
Oh, nice, dude. Nice. Still a California native, though, yeah?
Central Cali.
There you go, man. What about you? How's it treating you so far?
I'm loving it. Love it. The weather right now is great, too.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
And it's my first time here. Like, I was going to come last year, but, like, you know, I couldn't make it. But, yeah, it's fun. Everybody here is, like, so kind. Like I'm taking photos and having fun with everyone.
Yeah, definitely. The vibe here is a lot of, like, camaraderie. Everybody's just having a good time. I see that. It's, like, not very stressful or anything. It's really fun.
First time being here at this convention, it's amazing.
Yeah, definitely, man.
This is my second time. It's very amazing. All of all the cosplay here, it's very nice, chill area.
Yeah, well, welcome back to those that have been here before. And for those that it's your first time, I hope you continue enjoying and come back to the other ones. And even in November, November 4th and 5th, if you're around or you want to come down, Anime Pasadena, November 4th and 5th. For the outro, can we get a nice little, you know, classic, you know, Link stance for the Lynx over here, and then Princess Zelda as well? Yes, I love it. Look at this. Dun, 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 da, 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 dun.
Hey, excuse me, Princess.
What is more powerful? The Dragon Balls or the Death Note? So what is more powerful?
Okay, wait.
Let's break this down.
Come on.
Get deep. Show your weebness.
With the Dragon Balls, you can literally wish for anything. But like with the Death Note, you're just killing people, right?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's like you can wish that with the Dragon Balls and something else. You get three wishes.
But you also have to find seven Dragon Balls, and you only have to have one Death Note.
Yeah, unless you have one with the Dragon Ball radar.
And all it takes is to write a couple names, write a couple things in there, and wipe everything out.
And like half your life.
Or if at the same time somebody used the Dragon Balls to make a wish to get rid of the Death Note book, and at the same time in the Death Note book somebody made a wish to get rid of the dragon, what would happen?
In a sense, it would. So the Death Note and the whoever's writing in the Death Note would, you know, disappear, however you want to word it, pretty much right off the bat, right? But then about 30 seconds later, so would everything Dragon Ball.
So they would both
be on top.
Yeah.
It'd just be gone.
Well, and also, there's multiple Death Notes, too. So there's still,
that
you
is
wished
true.
Away one
of them. There's multiple balls. Dragon Balls.
You have to write it? You have to write it.
Oh, you're right. Wait, it's just the if you're doing the default heart attack is 30 seconds.
There you go.
But you could write whatever you want, however you want, and those could possibly be instantaneous.
But nobody dies in Dragon Ball.
It's true.
But if we're including the Death Note, they do.
You were summoning Chiron, and we were like, "Oh, his name's Chiron."
Okay. Yeah, exactly. And be like, "All right, okay, well, give me a second." And then boom, 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 boom. It's over.
I mean, to be
even
honest,
say I'm writing in the Death Note, right? Even if you get me, if I already wrote it, it's over.
It's already set in motion.
So it just circles back again, though, for just kind of being a tie.
I think if you wrote a name in Death Note,
like, that's good.
The only person you'd probably be able to kill off is Yamcha.
I'm just saying.
But what is more powerful? The Dragon Balls?
Yeah!
Or the Death Note?
So, a couple things real quick. So this panel was supposed to be filmed, right? It's like a high production. Maybe you've seen the actual show that this is based on. Maybe you haven't. That's fine. But this was supposed to be filmed and everything. So it was going to be like a production. We were going to dim the lights. We were going to have like different lights going on. There was supposed to be a TV. As you can see, we only got one speaker. Things just kind of went sideways last minute. It's the behind the scenes of the production that sometimes happens when you're doing stuff at cons and things are getting all over the place. Unfortunately, sometimes you got to make sacrifices. So like I said, this show is a show on YouTube and it's a very like high production and fun and high energy and all kinds of stuff. And there was supposed to be a screen here, like I said, and music is going to play. And alongside the music was like an anime montage that played with the music for you guys to watch. It's only like 40 seconds or something. And that's not here. So I still want to give you guys that moment that of what would have happened if everything worked out and then what does happen on YouTube. I still want to give you guys that here live in the moment. But there's no TV, there's no montage. So maybe when the music plays, we could all just kind of close our eyes and pretend that we're watching a montage. You know what I mean? Like, just maybe think of a montage of all your favorite animes that go with the music and everything. Or if you want to clap along to the snares, I don't know. But let's just have a good time. Now I'm gonna flip the switch and we're gonna get into the whole anime talks thing. So, anime fans, rejoice! As we're here to bring you some of the best one-on-one conversations with the all-star creatives that help make anime exactly what it is. My name is Chazzy, and I am your host. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Anime Talks Live! And our guest here today is a man of many talents. He is a writer, an animator, creator of his own production company, Studio B Productions. And oh, he's also, he does a thing called voice acting. Some of you may know what that is, right? Whether it be video games like Destiny 2 or World of Warcraft, or maybe it's taking it back to some of our childhoods with G.I. Joe or the classic Street Sharks. Please tell me somebody in the audience knows what Street Sharks is. Am I the only one? Am I dating myself? Yeah, okay, shout out to you guys, right? He's also Mega Man, and not one, but two Sonic series, The Adventures of Sonic the Hedgehog, as well as Sonic Underground. Or maybe you know him from his anime work. You might recall Cyberpunk Edgerunners, or a little show. Some of you may know it. It's a small show. I think it starts with a D. It's what's that called again? It's Dragon Ball Z. That's right, Dragon Ball Z, where he works as Master Roshi and being the OG Goku. Ladies and gentlemen, please join me in welcoming the OG himself, Ian James Corlett. How you doing, Ian? How's it going?
Fantastic. How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Hold on. I think we have something going on here. What is this? Oh, my God.
Which way should I go? I'm going to try to go this way. What's that, Goku?
Well, I am right now. I'm in a panel. What are you doing?
I came looking for some sensu beans. Kind of need some. I kind of went a little bit overboard with the training.
You have anything that you want to, that you've been wanting to say to the OG Goku here?
Yes, there's something I've been wanting to say to you for a long time. Can you please tell Chi-Chi and Gohan I am not a babysitter?
I will absolutely. Next time I see them, it's the first thing I'm going to do.
Piccolo, ladies and gentlemen!
Piccolo.
We appreciate you, Piccolo. We hope that you enjoy Riverside before you go off back to where you are from. Ian, you have an extensive list of voice acting credits from various genres.
And we are here with...
Hi, I'm Jolene. I'm Momo from My Hero Academia.
Love it. And your cosplay... Oh, my bad. You said your Instagram name, though.
My Instagram is Jolene Cosplay. JoelyNnCosplay.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. And then you are?
My name's Athena.
And you're cosplaying as?
Female Senku from Dr. Stone.
Yes. And your Instagram?
Sexy Q Cosplay. SXYQ Cosplay.
Yes, I love it. So I have to ask you guys, how has Anime Riverside been treating you so far?
I love it. Yeah. So fun.
Is this your first time attending Anime Riverside?
Yes.
Okay, well, I hope you can continue coming. I hope you continue coming. Are you gonna come to Anime Pasadena November 5th at 4th and 5th?
Maybe.
Are you local around here or no?
I'm from Garden Grove City.
Oh, no, wow. I'm an Orange County native too. I used to live in Garden Grove before, and now I live...
Oh, okay. We neighbors.
Yeah, we neighbors. We have to link up, go get some food or something. How's Anime Riverside been treating you so far?
It's super fun. I love it. A little hot, though.
It's getting out there. It's getting hot, right? You got to come inside, get the AC for a little bit. Is this your first time attending Riverside?
No, I came last year, too, both days.
Which one do you like better? It's okay. We can say it on camera. Last year's or this year's?
I like this year's better.
Yeah, right. Any chance we're going to see you in Pasadena?
Of course.
Yes, I love it. November 4th and 5th. So I got to ask you guys real quick before we get out of here. Let's say top three anime. Go.
Dr. Stone, Demon Slayer, Death Note.
Death Note, I love it. You know, I got to tell you, I'm going to brag a little bit here as I am the Death Note guy. I do all the Death Note panels in Pasadena, Vegas, and everything. So I've interviewed the cast. I have a talk show, Anime Talks, aside from the one we're filming for right now, where I've interviewed Brian Drummond, Ryuk. I've had Shannon Chan, Kent, Misa Amane on the show as well. So I'm a huge, huge Death Note fan. And maybe we don't have any Death Note stuff here in Riverside, but maybe we'll get them back for Pasadena. So I feel like you got to come to Pasadena if we got some Death Note stuff there, yeah?
Yep.
It's on camera. Now she has to go, right?
For sure, yeah.
So top three anime.
For me, I love One Piece, My Hero Academia, and Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Full Metal Alchemist. I got to tell you, one of the companies that I work with and work for, Anime Fire, we're doing a live action Full Metal Alchemist. So be on the lookout for that. We don't have a date for when it's coming. It's in production right now. But if you're such a Full Metal Alchemist fan, maybe you'll enjoy that. So thank you guys for your time, for your interview. It's been absolutely awesome meeting you guys. You guys are absolutely awesome. Your cosplays are phenomenal. Go ahead, plug your Instagram one more time before we get out of here.
Mine is Jolene Cosplay, Joelynn Cosplay.
And?
Sexy Q Cosplay, SXYQ Cosplay.
Yes, I love it. Let's go. All right. So we are here with the mouse of the hour. How is, I feel like you might be a little out of place here, you know?
Yeah, I didn't bring my, what do they guys call it? Anime. I didn't bring my anime outfit.
Yeah, you didn't bring your anime outfit. I feel like you should be at another attraction who will remain nameless right now. Are they okay with you being here?
Yes, they are.
Yeah, they definitely are. They definitely, I like it. Yeah, I don't think you have to worry. I don't think anybody else is here. I think everybody's, it's a Memorial Day weekend, so I think everybody over there at the Big D, we'll call them, I think they're all busy doing other things right now. So I think you're on a solo adventure here today.
Yeah, it's the first time I've been outside of Disneyland, and I've seen so many things. It's really magical.
This is a whole different venue from where you're at, right? There's a lot of revealing women here, maybe something that I don't think Mickey's quite used to, huh?
Well, you know, Minnie wouldn't like that.
It's a good thing that Minnie's not here, huh? Oh, she is here. She doesn't want to be on camera though, so we'll keep it quiet. But where's Pluto? Pluto's at home, or
he's loose here somewhere. I don't know if he's.
Oh, you actually did bring him.
Yeah. I don't know where he is.
He must be out with the, maybe he's at the, maybe we should check the anime lounge over here, the karaoke. There's the karaoke lounge, the maid cafe. You know what? I think Pluto might be at the arcade room. It's also over here.
There's an arcade game in there I want to play.
Oh, well then, come on. Let's head in there. We're going to head in there together. Oh, and then we also got Kitsi over here, previous cosplay of the week, totally catching her in the moment with all of her food and everything, putting her on the spot. Mickey, this is Kitsi. Is that cheese? This is Kitsia. This is, I think you know Mickey, right? This is Kitsia. She is a previous cosplayer of the week on my show, Mickey. Yeah. Yeah. She's an amazing cosplayer. So I'm glad to introduce you guys, you know?
Wow. Yeah. That's a really cool outfit. I forgot to bring mine. I'm just wearing like some hip. Oh, sorry, buddy.
Oh, no worries.
I'm wearing some hip hop clothes. So, yeah.
He's Mickey Mouse, the hip hopper today. You know what I mean? I feel, you know, I didn't know if you know Kitsia and to everybody else that's here as well. Mickey, I believe you're friends with somebody by the name of Verbalaze, right?
Oh, yes. That guy's really cool.
Yeah, he's a beatboxer and everything. Can we showcase to the kids here and to Kitsia real quick a little bit of what Verbalaze has taught you?
Yeah, I learned that beatboxing is not actually beating up a box. I thought it was. I'm like, why am I punching a box? But apparently it comes from my mouth. It goes... A little
something like that, right? There we go. We'll let Kitsia eat her food and take her break because she's out here doing the cosplay thing. If there's any left, yeah, you got to let the mouse know. The mouse of the house, right?
Oh, yes. Mickey Mouse of the house.
Exactly. Here, I'll help you out, Mickey. There's a lot. Did you want to get a picture with Mickey? Yeah, they want to get a picture with Mickey. We'll let them do their thing. Either we're going to have to bill you or we're going to have to bill, you know, we're going to have to bill Iger over there for the camera work here today, you know, because I know usually when you go around, you know, the Big D over there, I know when you're going around the theme park and everything, you have people that walk you around, people that help you out. You got the cameramen and everything. So we're filling in for those people here today. We'll make sure you don't hit your head or anything. I think you're good. So we'll make sure that, we got you. So since we're taking that role here today, I think, you know, we're going to have to, well, maybe we'll talk off camera. We'll take it up with Bob Iger later. How are you liking Anime Riverside so far, you know, as opposed to Disney over there, you know?
I've seen so many things that I've never seen before.
So many things that he's never seen before. Do you feel out of place or has everybody been welcoming you?
No, everybody's
That's what I like to hear. I feel like the anime fans, we all grew up on the mouse, you know? The right? You guys grow up on the mouse?
Yes, I did. I love Mickey, man.
There we go, definitely. So over here to your left, Mickey, we've got the arcade. And then to your right, we've got the anime lounge where they've got drinks, karaoke, and chilling. So I don't know if it does Mickey drink at all? You into drinking, or are you a sober mouse? Apple juice, orange juice, and cheese juice. Okay. So it's like, it's really packed over there in the arcade area, as well as the anime lounge with the drinks and the karaoke and everything. So, oh, we having a little battle? We having a dance battle? What's your name, man?
Chris.
Chris? Yeah, how you enjoying Riverside?
Awesome.
Are you a Mickey fan? Were you grew up on Mickey or no?
Yeah. Big Mickey head.
you came out hot right there having a little dance battle with Mickey. I don't know if you want that kind of smoke. I don't know if you know, but Mickey in the 90s, he was a dancing fool, you know? There he is. He's getting it in. He knows all of it. Chris doesn't want the smoke anymore. He's over it, right?
Intimidated. I can't.
It's too much. Well, you're gonna be. Yeah, wait, get out of here, dude. Get out of here, dude. So I think Mickey's gonna go have a good time in the arcade, and we'll catch back up with you guys later. All right, check, mic check. It's Golden. All right. Oh, there's something going on over there. Oh, let's get into it.
Flip off the wall.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Oh, man, supposed to be interviewing you, but now I kind of want him to do a flip real quick. He just does it. Don't even trip. I got it.
Yeah.
Does a double backflip. Shows him up.
I wish. That's been one of my bucket things. I want to be able to flip.
Flips? Yeah. Dude, I've always wanted to do that, but I'm afraid I'm going to crack my head open. You know what I mean?
Me too, man. Me too.
I just don't know if I've got it like that. You know what I mean? Ladies and gentlemen, we are here with...
Verbal Ace, beatboxer from outer space.
Yes, man. I love it, dude. Man, we first met in Vegas, dude. Yeah. Anime Las Vegas. We met, we chopped it up, we talked, we hit it off, talking about all kinds of different stuff. And then we did like an impromptu like moment where you hopped up on the stage, did like 5-10 minutes before the Death Note panel, did the beatbox thing and everything. I wanted to interview you in Vegas, and then I kind of interviewed you.
Yeah, kind of, right?
You want me? Can I say it?
Sure, man. Yeah,
because if you saw that Anime Las Vegas episode, Verbal Ace was Luigi, and we did a whole Luigi thing with Princess Peach and everything. That was absolutely awesome, dude.
That was me. Oh, let's go.
But I'm glad to actually have you here and interview you like you, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
So we were walking around, and... depends on where editing Chazzy ends up putting this in the episode, but at the Anime Talks Live with Ian James Corlett, you came out as Piccolo in that moment.
Yes, I came out as Piccolo. I like bringing like these massive and crazy costumes to the anime conventions because it's like, you know, and I like bringing the character to life. So whenever I'm like Luigi, Piccolo, Mickey Mouse, or myself, like I'm literally bringing that character to life so people can be like, and, you know, if people ask me, like, yo, what do you think of Goku? Like, I'm Mickey Mouse. I'm not going to know who that is. I'm like, oh, what's a Goku? I'm like, how much training? And, like, when I was Piccolo yesterday, I had everybody working out with me. If they wanted a picture, they had to do some squats. They had to do some push-ups. And I was, like, training them and everything. I was like, 1, 2, 3, 4. Where's the other one? Keep going. You want the Senzu Bean? Come on. 5, 6.
And so cool.
Yeah, it's so fun to do that because I really get lost in the character. Like, it's gonna sound weird, but I let the costumes kind of like take over. They possess me.
Yeah.
And so like first thing
become
I
become the character.
Yeah. Like first thing I said when I took off Piccolo's head, or yeah, I said it yesterday too. I was like, all right, Piccolo's now turning into a black guy. Let's go. And I took the helmet off. So
we're gonna go to the table.
It's literally right here.
What time is it?
We'll be back. 3:00.
You got time?
Wait, should we do that
intro?
Oh, okay.
You should kind of just roll in. Will you see me? I mean, like a.
We'll be back.
You can stroll in whenever you want, because like, in case you don't want to hang out there the whole time.
What's the plan? What are you guys gonna do?
Walk around. Exactly.
What's he gonna do? Just walk around in there?
My plan is I have like the intro and everything, and then I'm gonna talk to him a little bit about how he got started in voice acting. And then he's also the voice of Mega Man, so I'll talk about that. What? And then I get into DBZ. Kind of like, so you know, I don't want to make you wait for all that. So
he's like
the
freaking dad to go ahead.
I know, right?
Tell him shit like that.
So whenever you scroll in, go ahead and just scroll in, and I'll pivot when I can. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Unless he's like in the middle of talking, I don't want to interrupt him though.
Yeah, right.
So
yeah.
I'll find the right spot. You know,
as Piccolo, I'll smack the mic out.
There you go.
We were talking in the green room a little bit. I'll give a little spoiler here. I'll leave it in your hands. But we were talking in the green room a little bit. And you've got some new characters coming, some new costumes coming, some new cosplays coming, things that you got going on in that realm. What can you and can't you say? I'll leave it in your hands.
Pretty much show the only character that's not my own original character is I'm going to be, see you guys in Pasadena. I'm going to be Cyrax for Mortal Kombat 11. It's gonna be a crazy costume. You gotta interview me when I'm in that thing.
100%.
I'll be in character and everything, you know. I'm getting my own characters, Zayup, which is how a country person would say Zap. Hey, what's going on, Zayup? You know, he kind of looks like Goofy. So his story is like he's Goofy's cousin on his father's side, three times removed, added back twice. And then the other character is a cow. His name is Moofy. And he kind of got like a Barney voice. But Zayup is actually going to sound like a lot like Goofy. Yeah. So I'm going to walk around like, hey, how's it going here? Hey, have you seen my pal Mickey? Where's he at? Yeah, all that stuff.
I love it, dude. I love it, man. And you've been walking around here all day as different characters and doing all kinds of stuff. Like, what's it like for you when, like, the responses that you get from people? You know, I know you talked about, like, getting into the character. So, obviously, you love it. You enjoy it. But what's it like on the other side, like, getting the responses from people?
Oh, my gosh. It's been amazing. Me walking around and, like... Because I talk, like, normally when you see, like, a big mascot characters, you have to, like, do charades with them. They have to pretend, they have to do this, and you have to figure out what they're doing, you know.
Yeah, exactly. They don't really say it.
Yeah, they can't talk. So everybody was like, you know, like, when I walked around as Mickey Mouse, for example, everybody was like, you know, hey, Mickey. And I was like, ha, ha, oh, boy. And they were like, whoa, you talk? Yeah, I talk. How you doing? You know, like, I was Mickey, and then same thing as Piccolo. I was like... Has anyone seen Goku? I got to get a sign for Piccolo that says, I am not a babysitter. Stop sending me your kids. Like, I got to get a sign. But, like, because I can talk as a mascot character, the interactions are even better because now I can have a communication with whoever decides to interact with me. So it's been so fun. Like I said, I let the costume, like, possess me. So I'm, like, 100% in character and, like, I love it so much.
I've seen it firsthand, and the people's responses are absolutely awesome. You got, if there's kids around, they just got smiles on their face. Man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you got women just taking off their clothes. It's crazy. And then, you know, and then the dudes are just trying to dap him up. You know what I mean? Dap up Mickey all the time. Whoa. You're like, whoa, watch out.
You got a little beef, huh? Got some cheese? Let's go, Pluto.
Exactly, dude. I love it, man. So as far as the beatboxing stuff goes, like, what do you got coming up that you can say about the beatboxing era? You
know? I will say this. So my next cartoon beatbox battle episode is going to be Luigi versus Tails. Nice. Then I'm also going to do movie Mario and movie Luigi versus movie Sonic and movie Tails. Oh, and like a tag team beatbox battle against each other. That's going to be fun. And then I'm doing a remastered version of my second episode, which is going to be Pikachu versus Groot. And that episode is going to be very chaotic. I will say this too. So my other mascot characters that I'm getting, Zayup and Moofy, the story or the plot is, I'm summarizing, the cartoon version of me sent those characters in the real world to spy on me to get me to stop writing episodes of him getting hurt in the cartoon beatbox battle world.
Entwining everything together.
Everything's going to be connected. So yeah, there's like a portal that goes to my house. So Piccolo's going to show up. All these other characters are going to show up, but it's going to have a reason there. Like, they're not just going to be like, oh, hey, Piccolo's your roommate. Like, no, he got lost. He got teleported to this planet to spy on me. So it's going to be fun. Yeah, it's
going
to be fun.
It's like creating your own, like, Verbalize universe going on.
Yeah, man. It's going to be that's not Verbalize universe. That could be, like, the name of the
V.
Whole,
man.
The VU. Yeah. Let's do that.
Exactly, man. So since we are at an anime convention, we're at Anime Riverside here. To round this out, I got to ask you, can you give your top three favorite anime?
Okay, so One Punch Man. I'm still waiting for them to make new episodes of that. One Punch Man, Dragon Ball Super, you know, especially Piccolo got, you know, his new, not going to spoil. I mean, everybody should know by now. Orange Piccolo, let's go. Hashtag not a babysitter. The third one, okay, it's going to be weird. Don't judge me. But like, I think it's called Please Don't Tease Me, Miss Mononoke. Like, this girl was like, she's like bullying this guy. And then she ends up, hey, Luigi, let's go.
Luigi.
Yeah, there's a Luigi walking over. She ends up teasing this guy, like really making fun of him. The guy's like a nerdy guy and everything. And she's always like teasing and messing with him. But as the series goes on, she actually starts having like feelings for him. And I think I can kind of relate to that because I was the nerd, whatever, in high school. And I didn't really have like, I just kept to myself drawing. That's exactly what the main character did. I think his name is, David. And her name is Nagatoro. Nagatoro, yeah. And yeah, so that would be it. Please don't tease me, Miss Nagatoro, One Punch Man, and Dragon Ball Super.
Nice, dude. Nice, man. We're going to get up out of here, man. Always good linking up with you, bro. I mean, we're acting for the camera right now like we ain't been hanging out the entire time. You know what I'm saying? You know how it goes doing the interview thing. I want to do something special, man. Give me like a quick little like, 10, 15 second outro jingle, dude. Can we do that?
Yeah.
Go ahead, take it away, man.
All right. The bus to beat. Verbal Ace.
I love it. Humans, devils, fiends, gather around, be one with one another, even if just for the moment, for the duration of the upcoming events. Because while the manga, for said panel you are attending right now, has been around since 2018, and I don't think any of us up here have read that manga, because, I mean, take a look at this. We're really cool, but we also kind of suck. The anime premiered October 12, 2022, and that we have all seen. 12 episodes following a young man who makes a contract with a lovable little pooch who's actually the devil, and fuses his body with the orange mark, and transforming his limbs and face into revving chainsaws. Can I get a ring, ring? Devils are a dime a dozen, playing in towns, cities, regions, and whatever other geographical terms you can think of, and thus enters the government agency, the Public Safety Devil Hunters, who are actually pretty helpful in fighting the threat that these devils oppose. But we've got characters like Power, Aki, Himeno, Makima, Pochita, and of course, the Chainsaw Man himself, Denji, all capable of feats that we only see in our dreams or imagine when we're, drunk or high. And just like Denji, here today, we're going to set out on a quest for one thing, and one thing only. And that's going to be the best fan panel here at Anime Riverside. I don't know what you guys thought this was. I was just putting forth the energy. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Chazzy, a.k.a. the Chazosaurus Rex, a.k.a. Chainsaw Chazzy of the Side Project Podcast and Anime Fire. And I'd like to welcome you to Anime Riverside's official Chainsaw Man fan panel. It's a fan panel. But can I get a rim rim? Yes, and we are joined by our lovely panelists here today. Can we give a round of applause for Awesome Sean Cosplay? As well as Pepper Up Cosplays. And the Four Empires, Dusty Fickle Blast. I want to ask the panelists, but I also want to throw it to the audience too. So we'll kind of go back and forth. I want to include you guys here. We're going to have a good time, all of us here. So what were some of your standout funny moments?
One of the moments I found funny was when Denji and Power were having like the vending machines, and then she's all talking about her cat, and then she's like, who cares about a stupid cat? Like, I'm a dog person. And she's like, oh, I'll let you touch my boobs. And she's like, we're going to get this cat. We're going to get this no matter what. You're going to get that cat.
Go ahead, man.
Probably the part where
it
actually gets to
the movie,
and then
the
padding falls out,
and he's like,
it was okay.
Yeah, he's like looking at it, he's like, what's this? She's like padding, and the way that she talks, I love the way that she talks. Like, hey, come up here, man, you can get a sticker, you can get some stickers if you answer stuff, man, if you participate in anything. Got a bunch of Chainsaw Man stickers. Go ahead and take your time up here. We'll give you 2.5 seconds to make a decision. You gotta get back to your seat, man.
Honestly, one of my favorite funny moments is, I think it's in the last episode where they're just doing the nut kicking competition. Like, it's just so funny, especially like the slow mo, and he's like, hey, Minho, can you hear this in heaven?
Yes, I love it.
Just power how she's written is just comedic every time, because she has this like carefree recklessness, like when she first takes out the devil, and she just like takes off sprinting and smashes it, and then Makima shows up, she's like, well, his dumbass is supposed to be in charge of me, you know? Like, I just love every time she does that kind of thing.
Exactly. And to the people in the audience that answer questions, come up and get, come up and get.
So we just got off the Chainsaw Man fan panel in panel room A, right?
A.
All right. We're saying that because the behind the scenes is we shot one of these before, and I was saying panel room B the entire time. So we just got off stage at the Chainsaw Man fan panel. It went absolutely awesome. If there's anybody watching this that was at the panel, thank you so much. We improv'd a lot of it, and it went really good. Asami ended up leaving halfway through because she had to go to the cosplay contest, and then they did the cosplay contest early, and you missed it.
I literally ran over there, and I thought like they were about to go on stage, and I was like, yes, I got there just in time. And then they're like, oh no, it, like, it's already finished. I was like,
20 minutes before.
Yeah, it was like 20 minutes before it, like the time on the paper actually started.
I hate that. I wish they would have told me something. For those that don't know who this is, she's in like every episode we do, and she's done the Chainsaw Man fan panel with me. Go ahead and let them know who you are and your Instagram.
Asami Chan cosplay, ASAMI underscore CHAN underscore COS.
Love it. And then, of course, my cousin, she's been a previous cosplay of the week here. Like I keep saying, she was on the Chainsaw Man fan panel as well. If they don't know who you are, let them know.
Hi, I'm Cheyenne of Peppered Up Cosplays, and cosplaying is power.
And you want to give me a TikTok too?
Yeah, my TikTok is Ribbon with two I's.
So I got a question for you guys. Don't be biased because I was the host. How did you like the Chainsaw Man fan panel?
Honestly, it was a really fun time. It was my very first ever time being a panelist, and it went swimmingly.
I love it. I love to hear it. What do you think? I know you were only there for like 30 minutes and then came back at the end, but for the duration that you were there, how'd you like it?
I liked it. Like, it was my first time being a panelist too, and I was actually kind of nervous before, but no, it was really fun and it went super smooth, so it was nice involving like the audience and stuff too.
Yeah, I thought that would be like a cool thing involving the audience, and we get like more interaction, makes everybody feel like they're a part of it and stuff. And I feel like, especially with something like Chainsaw Man, and like it's a fan panel for a reason, so might as well include the fan panelists, the audience for the fan panel. I gotta ask you guys, Anime Riverside as a whole, so far, we're shooting this currently just day one. How's day one been treating you?
Really good. I like how spacious it is, especially with like all the cool things they have outside. There's like a stage, a live band, food trucks, like all kinds of cool stuff. Very nice convention, very well put together.
Awesome.
Yeah, I like how there's two stories, like upstairs and downstairs. And then you can go like outside, come back inside, go to the hotel across the street. Like, there's a bunch of like stuff to do here, so it's nice.
Yeah, it's really cool. And speaking of your cosplay real quick, you actually are in a group cosplay, right? With two of your friends? Well, you know what? We're going to pause right here because we're going to head over there.
We are at this level, but we need to get to this level.
I am going to improv this entire thing. Ready? Ladies and gentlemen, you know what time it is. Let's break up the monotony and let's get into this week's Cosplay of the Week. Oh, and this week's Cosplay of the Week is an ensemble Cosplay of the Week, a special Anime Riverside Cosplay of the Week. We also have somebody who's been a previous Cosplay of the Week here, but like I said, it's an ensemble Cosplay of the Week. And you guys know how the Cosplay of the Week is. Let's count. Let's get a counter in the corner of how many times I say Cosplay of the Week as well. You guys know how the Cosplays of the Week go. I usually announce it, and then I say the names, and I do all this stuff, but we're going to let them say their own names and announce themselves and everything. So this week's Cosplay of the Week is none other than
Asami Chan cosplay.
And honorary cosplay of the week already.
Kitsia.
And
Kanitha.
I absolutely love this. Look at everything. This is absolutely phenomenal from head to toe, each one of them. Go ahead and tell them who you're cosplaying as.
Buzzet.
And
I'm Boozet.
And
Chompet.
I love it. Absolutely awesome. Ariel's been a long time coming to get you as the Cosplay of the Week. I've got to tell you that I've been wanting to do, and I also did not tell them that I was doing this right now. They had no idea. I don't know if you guys thought it was just like a regular interview or something, but we just hopped up on the stage real quick and did this. So it's been a long time coming. I've actually wanted to make you a Cosplay of the Week for a long time. I wanted to do your Ryuk and everything at the multiple times that I've seen it, and we just never got the timing right. So go ahead and run down what I usually do for those that don't know. Like I said, Keith has been a Cosplay of the Week before. What I usually do during the Cosplay of the Week is when it's on the show and it's not live in the moment with the cosplayer, I run down like what they do, how they did it, if it's listed, you know, on Instagram or something in the caption, who made what I love about it and things like that. But since you guys are here live in the moment, I'm going to let you guys do that instead. So run down how you made it, what you made, what you bought, just the whole process so people can know how it went down.
So I literally just bought this costume. I bought these thigh highs off of Amazon and these boots off of Dolls. Gixia actually helped me. She did the horns right here for the wig. And she also helped me. Me and her built this together in like 2 days, con crunching for LA Comic Con.
Oh my God. And what's it made out of so people know too?
The spikes are like these like cardboard like paper, and we put hot glue in it to make the spikes more sturdy. This is like EVA foam, and then like the floral like styrofoam, and then like EVA foam through the middle. These like little marbles that you put in the bottom of the fish tank, I just spray painted black.
Marbles for the bottom of the fish tank. I love that.
This is the wooden dowel, and then this part at the end is wood too, and then this is just like foam clay covered in hot glue.
Absolutely amazing. Can we get a look? Can we get a little spin? Go ahead and spin around. She spins and knocks me the fuck out. And I can't do the rest of the interview. Keetsia just does it for me. So absolutely amazing. Tia, let's go to you. Same thing. Like run us down the process and everything.
Yeah. So I bought the dress and like the outfit, but then I made the crown, styled the wig, and then I made my prop, which is all cardboard. And, these actually have little motors, so they're supposed to spin, but today they don't want to do that. And then that's just foam, so it's just cardboard and foam.
It's amazing. And once again, let's get a little spin for her. Look at this. Oh my goodness. Look at that. So awesome. And then you as well. Oh my God. Run it down.
Okay, let's just start right on the top. So like the wig, oh man, this was two wigs. This is a base wig. This one, there's like a screw and a thermoplastic and a ball of foam inside like this base ponytail right here. And I just wrapped like the second wig all around to create this ponytail. The crown, it's all made. Yeah, I made the crown. It's all made out of foam. And then the dress, it was bought on Amazon, but I did alter it a little bit. Like I made the teeth part. It's fabric wrapped in EVA foam, and I just sew it right along the tutu. I purchased this on Amazon as well. And then for the chain chomps, this was all made out of foam as well, EVA foam. Like, and then like I decided why not make them one boy and one girl. Decided was a very, you know, a creative one is very bonita, you know. And then the chain, I just made it all. Sorry. I lied. the foam chain, I just bought it on Amazon. I don't have time to make it because I was con crunching with this one as well. So that's basically like the rundown of it.
I love it. That's awesome. And then you guys entered as let's get back in together. Let's get everybody in frame. You guys entered the cosplay contest and you won second place.
We did. Yeah, we won second place. Yeah,
it's absolutely awesome. And during the cosplay contest, you were actually at the Chainsaw Man panel with me, and we thought it was going to start at a certain time, so you left early to make it for the cosplay contest and couldn't make it because it started early.
We didn't have
the whole thing. Who won first place? Like, if this was second place, who won first place? Because you guys deserve first place.
They were cosplaying from Apex Legend, and their cosplay was so like cool, detailed, all headed to armor. Like, you can like the it's so clean, like so it looks so good. They deserve first place. They like caught everyone's attention because I think
it was a group as well.
It was two people. I think they were the first one that were going on to, and I'm like, oh, they killed it. Yep, yeah. They got it. They were ready. They stole the show. They totally deserve it. But yeah,
no. But this is absolutely amazing. Like everything about this is just phenomenal. You guys look great, solo and as a group and everything. This is absolutely amazing. One more time, tell them your Instagram.
Awesome, Chonkos.
I'm iCandy Cosplay.
And I am Kitia Capiz on Instagram.
You want to spell it for me?
KYTXIACAPIZ.
It'll be on the screen anyway, but man, you guys are absolutely awesome. Special anime Riverside version of the cosplay of the week. Your guys' is Bowsette, Boozette, Chompette, cosplay of the week. Amazing. Something that we haven't done yet. I don't think we did it in Vegas, but we definitely did it at Anime Pasadena last year, is we did like a walkthrough where we showed you what it'd be like if you were here at Anime Riverside. So we're going to walk you through it and show you exactly what it looks like if you were here, what would happen if you walk through. I feel like I just said that three different ways, three different times for no reason. So you walk in, guest services, check in right here. It's where you get your badges, get everything you need so you can walk through everything. And this is like the hallway. Go ahead and pan it through. It's like the hallway where everybody's just hanging out. You got all the cosplayers, people just chilling. You got people working hard, all the different merch and all that good stuff. And then you come right here right away. You get the vendor halls, man. Let's check out these vendor halls. All kinds of cool stuff from, you know, artwork to the paintings to like pops and stuff. I mean, you guys know how vendor halls work. You've been to conventions and we've done these walkthroughs several times. Look at all this awesome artwork and stuff going on. We got our boy Crisis Culture over here doing it. Crisis Culture, man. You know, that's my boy always with the amazing art and everything. What do we got over here? Bushujo. How do you say it?
Bushujo Complex.
Yes, I love it. Looking absolutely amazing. You know me. I can't pronounce everything. You know, I got to be prepped. Nobody prepped me for this, you know? But, yeah, you know, instead of me just walking you through it, let's cut to the B-roll. Keep it going, man. Let's keep it going. I was like, oh damn, he's doing door effects and everything. So you come back out, you got the mooch berth, you got the merch booth over there, concession stand right here so you can get your snacks and everything. Look at all the concession people. I love it, man. People working hard, getting it in, man. Got drinks over there, got to stay hydrated. Hydration. I'm trying to see if I can keep up with Ricky. We don't know. He doesn't know what speed I'm going. I don't know what speed he's going. You got the stuff here so you can take pictures as she is doing. Absolutely awesome. You got a cosplay medic over here in case you die, he'll bring you back. Look at Omisa Amane right here. More stuff so you can take pictures and everything. And you got the Artist Alley over here as well. We'll just take a quick little gander at the Artist Alley. You come in over here. You got a couple different artwork stuff. Why is it so quiet in here? It's so much quieter in here than anywhere else. But you got like the artist alley and everything where they got like pens and a couple little more artwork and keychains and stuff like that. You go that way, I'll go this way. Hey, how's it going? How you doing? All right, you go over here, and then we got the top level autographs, because there's also bottom level autographs as well. So you got like Michelle Ruff here, Brianna Knickerbocker here, Brian Donovan, David Vincent. I mean, look at all the people here. Ian James Corlett is also here because I did Anime Talks Live at the time that we're recording this actual walkthrough right now. I did Anime Talks Live with Ian James Corlett and editing. I don't know, editing Chazzy, you may have already seen that. You probably did yesterday. That was absolutely awesome. And if you guys did see it, then you saw Piccolo came through and everything as well. But this is where you can get like autographs and you can take photos with them and everything. It's absolutely cool. And but we'll head on over down the elevator because you want to get that again. I was going to cut it and then do like a whole cinematic thing, but we'll leave it in. This is how we do our B-roll and stuff. So we'll be talking, we'll doing something, and then we'll go and we'll get it. It's super cinematic. I'll add like some crazy sound effect or something. There's like escalators that you could take, but we're trying to be dramatic and we're going to take the elevator. And the elevator takes you downstairs where there's panel rooms, there's more autographs, and then it's the doors to go outside. And outside has a bunch of stuff as well. Let's ask these people real quick. We don't need to kill. Elevator's here. All right. Let's keep the elevator going, you know? All right. And we'll go ahead and probably just cut this. Just chill. Jesus Christ. All right, well, let's keep it going. Hey, it's a dog. Can I interview your dog? It's a service dog. I'm so sorry. Never mind. I didn't realize. I know the rules. You too. You have a good one. I'm glad that they were. Oh, Plank. We got to ask. So, how's Anime Riverside been treating you so far? Right, right. Yeah, exactly. I was thinking the same thing. Are you a big Death Note fan? No, me too. Me too. I'm actually the Death Note guy. I do all the Death Note panels for Pasadena and for Vegas and everything. Well, you were there for those? Oh, thank you, man. I know. I didn't want to say anything that I was the best host, but I'm so glad, dude. Thanks. What was that? Oh, you think we're doing an awesome job here too? You know what, dude? Give it pounded, dude. We're going to keep it going, man. You have a good time. This guy over here, he's crazy. So we're going to go up. These are where the panel rooms are. Panel room A is over here. Panel room B is on the other side of panel room A. I'd like to walk you through it, but we're not going to. but you can even actually get to panel room B through panel room A. If you see, there's a panel going on right now, actually. You can see the doors are open, so you can actually check out panel room A, and then you can even just walk right across to go to panel room B right after. But let's see what we got going on here. Shout out to Eric over here. Eric's behind the cam sometimes he's chilling. Sunday, panel room A, we got the Studio Ghibli, or Studio Ghibli. I did that panel earlier. Cosplay 101, Voice Acting 101, DigiDestin, Anime Clash, Anime Fire, which is what I'm a part of as well at the end of the day here. It's at 4 o'clock. Oh, wow. I thought it was at 4:30. Shows how much I know. And then and then we got the panels in panel room B today as well. Kids of Cosplay, TTRPG 101, and then Shit Talk. It's an 18-plus panel. Come at us. But if you walk out here, we can get to the main stage. Look at all these lovely people. Cosplayers, goers, con goers. It's getting loud out here. We got Pitbull right here singing Sublime. Absolutely amazing. But, and then by the way, I forgot to mention that the bottom level also, no, I think I did mention it. Bottom level also has some autograph signings as well. Hopefully the music's not too loud. We don't get a copyright strike for Sublime playing, but we got the main stage here. There's not a panel going on right now. So we're in between panels. So they're playing music and everything. And then over here, we got the Four Empires section where you can role play with the Four Empires. The Four Empires is also a live action original IP on Anime Fire's YouTube. Absolutely awesome. Directed by Sean C. Filmer on Instagram. Absolutely cool. Sean Swanson. Absolutely amazing. I love it. You got all the Attack on Titan blow-ups, the Pikachu blow-up. And then over there, Ricky, go ahead and grab that. Over there by the Pikachu blow-up, if you go that way, because we're not going to go over there, but if you go that way, you've got like the food trucks, you've got the wrestling ring, and a couple other things as well, and like these picnic tables and everything too, so when you're eating, you can actually just chill. It's absolutely awesome, man. But hold on. We're going to go over to somewhere else real quick across the grass. But look at this. Just get this. Is this not amazing or what? Look at these. Oh my gosh. Look at these. Beautifully done with the Beanie Baby tag on it and everything. Jesus. Oh my gosh. Are you guys enjoying Anime Riverside? Yes. I love it. You guys continue enjoying it. Amazing. Amazing work. Jesus. Wow, it's getting really loud. I can't hear anything. Can you still hear me? I think I'm going deaf. Hello? Hello? So if you go across the grass, look at all these cosplayers, though, dude. I love it, man. Just like all the cosplayers hanging out, everybody chilling. How you doing? You enjoying yourself?
Yeah, I am.
Yes, I love it. She said yes. If you walk across the grass over here, we go into the Marriott, actually. The Marriott's holding the arcade lounge, I believe, the karaoke, the maid cafe, or no, it's the anime lounge, the karaoke, the maid cafe, and the arcade room. Let's head over there. Yeah, look at, we got Shelby over here. How you doing? We are rolling. It's live. We'll catch up with you. We'll catch back up with you. Snacks, drinks, food, ice cream. It's all inside. Got the lovely people of the Marriott over there working their ass off, getting it in. We got snacks. There's Hot Pockets over there, apparently. You guys are getting pictures. Let me slide through. Have you seen my brother? I don't know. I haven't seen him. I've been looking. All right, we've got the Dreamland Maid Cafe. Let's check that out. Dreamland Maid Cafe real quick. Oh, look at this. Absolutely amazing. Everybody's hanging out. What are these seats for? I wonder what these seats are for, though. You know, as somebody who works for the convention and works for Anime Fire, you think that I would know more than I do. You know what I mean? But we're getting a full improv thing, as I've been doing all weekend here so far. But yeah, this is awesome, man. The Dreamland Maid Cafe. And it sounds like the arcade's got a party going on in it, man. Let's check out the... Where's the music coming from? I think it's coming from the anime lounge, actually. There's so much going on here, but I love it. It's chaotic, dude. Look at the arcade, man. Yes, dude. Oh, this is awesome, man. You know what? I'm actually kind of glad that we're getting like all of our like in-the-moment impressions of this, you know? Dude, she's getting it in, dude. I beat her. I just beat her right now. It's over. It's done. It's done. She won. I mean, I won. Straight from Japan. This one's straight from Japan. Excuse me? Yeah, this is dope. So you come in here, you get the arcades going and everything as well. It's absolutely cool. And then we got the anime lounge. Anime lounge. Drinks, karaoke, and chill. Let's check out what's going on in here. I actually don't know what's going on in here. Oh, it's the karaoke right now. The karaoke's happening right now. Let's see how she does, yeah? Ready? 3, 2, 1, go.
I was walking down the street and out the corner of my eye, I saw a pretty little thing approaching me.
Hey! Get out of here, man. I mean, that's pretty much it right there. The only thing that we didn't show you guys was where the wrestling ring is and everything. But if you tuned into the Anime Las Vegas one, you kind of get a good idea of what that looks like, you know? And it's kind of just the same thing, just in a different location and outside. But the food trucks are over there as well, and the picnic tables and everything. This is Anime Riverside, man. And it's been such an amazing time so far. It's just a good time. Like, to be honest with you, it's just a good time. And it's like the vibes here are absolutely amazing. The cosplayers here are absolutely amazing, and everybody in between. And it's just like, it's great weather out here. It kind of goes from hot to, it's never really cold, but I guess bearable would be the word. Especially when you're like me wearing white and trying not to sweat through everything, you know, but it's nice out here. And I like the layout of being able to go top floor, lower level, and then you get to go outside. The Marriott has stuff. So, you know, I don't know where this is going to end up in editing and everything, but I almost feel like, you know, we'll just leave the whole thing. I almost feel like, Ricky, this is also like a good spot to just say the outro, right? But then like, this is also a good moment to have in the middle of the episode. So I don't know where to end this. You know what I mean? Like, so how about we do this? And we'll leave this in editing too, just in case. I don't know what's going to happen, but let's say that this goes in the middle somewhere of the episode, right? Then I'll end it like this, and I'll say, you guys are going to get the true behind the scenes. I'll end it like this, and I'll say, hey, you know what, guys? Me, Ricky, and Eric, we're going to get some arcade games in, you know? So we'll catch back up with you in just a minute. But if I was going to do the full-blown outro, right, then it would be like this. It would be, so yeah, man, I hope this is, year two of Anime Riverside, and I hope to see you guys at year three. But before we even get to year three, we've got Anime Pasadena coming up November 4th and 5th, and that lands on my birthday, November 4th, to be specific, and you know I'm going to be there. We're going to have the after party as well. It's going to be a great time, so even if you're not local to California, come on out, do Anime Pasadena with us and have a great time. It's going to be so cool. But if you're here at Riverside, I hope you had a great time if you're tuning into this, because it's been absolutely awesome talking to everybody, and thank you to everybody that came to all my panels and everybody else's panels too, because the hosts, the panelists, and everybody are putting in a lot of work to have like a really good time and entertaining time with everybody here, you know? So I want to thank Ricky for being here, being behind the cam, helping with production. I want to thank my boy Eric, DJ Gamer on Instagram. It's at @IamDJGamer, and don't forget Ricky's at R1.Lifestyle, and then my boy Gabriel did some behind the scenes stuff as well. I don't know exactly what's going to end up in editing and everything, but shout out to him as well. Damn, Gabriel, what's your Instagram? I think it's like Shared Media something. I'll put it on the screen, of course, as well, but I'm sorry I can't remember it, but I know his YouTube is Thought is Prime. Go ahead and check him out. But man, you guys, Anime Riverside, everybody tuning in right now, thank you for watching, for liking, for commenting, for sharing, for doing all those beautiful things that you do over on YouTube.com/Side Project Podcast. When you go down, you hit that big red subscribe button, and it goes, and you get 100 sexy project points. Thank you for tuning in on Spotify, watching videos on Spotify, and listening wherever you tune in, and you do all that stuff, and you follow, and you rate, and you do it. I thank you from the bottom of my heart. I had to take a breath there. You know what I mean? I had to take a breath there. If you're looking for me, you can find me on Instagram at IG Hates Chazzy. That is my personal, and everything else you need to find me at is on the screen right about now. If you're looking for the podcast as a whole, you can find it on Instagram at Side Project Podcast. And don't forget, remember, it's Project with a K. For me and everybody here at Anime Riverside, we're out of here.